Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, February 26, 2020. How to Be More Patient, Part 1. What's taking so long? I wish you would hurry up. I can't believe you did that again. Another delay? You're kidding. Perhaps none of you have ever said or thought these things, but I sure have. Let's face it, most of us are impatient. However, we can learn how to be more patient. We can learn how to lose our impatience instead of losing our patience. Even as type A personalities can learn, take it from this triple A persona, that it is possible. But we need God's truth and His divine help. I've written extensively on this topic in the past, but with all the busyness that is going on in my life right now, especially with this ministry, I need a refresher course. I have made significant progress in this area of being more patient, but it is a never-ending endeavor this side of heaven. And just because we know the principles doesn't mean automatic success. We must continually and diligently apply them in the here and now. Why are we impatient? Because we want things our way, and we want them now. That's our human sinful nature. Additionally, busyness, sinful people, cultural and satanic pressure, and the lack of understanding God, others, ourselves, and life in general feed our impatience. Why should we be more patient? Because God says so, and there are great rewards to living God's way. Patience is listed first on Paul's description of love in 1 Corinthians 13. It is part of the fruit of the Spirit. And there are many verses that call us to wait on God and be patient with others. Clearly, it is an important character trait God wants us to develop. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Colossians 3:12. What does it mean to be patient? Here's the dictionary's definition of patient. Hold on to your seat. This is very convicting. Bearing provocation, annoyance, misfortune, delay, hardship, pain, etc., with fortitude, calm, and without complaining, anger, or the like. Synonyms: calm, forgiving, quiet, enduring, long-suffering, forbearing, unruffled, composed. Oh my, that's tough. We need incentives, for without a desire to change, we never will. Consequences of being impatient. Unnecessary stress can cause health issues. Loss of peace and joy can lead to anger, worry, fear, and discouragement. Can lead to other sins, hurtful words, rash decisions, overeating, ineffectiveness and reduced productivity, and loss of eternal rewards. Instead of waiting for the Lord's direction as to which tasks He has ordained for us to do, impatience makes us plow ahead in our own wisdom and in our own energy. No wonder discouragement and weariness follow close behind. Here are the rewards of being patient. Find rest and hope. Heard by God. Find life and receive God's favor. Will be delivered. Blessed. Renewed strength. God will work on our behalf. Experience the Lord's goodness. And increase harmony and relationships. You can see the links in the text for the scripture references for these. God's way will result in calm, contented, and constructive lives. He will help us in this most worthy endeavor. His divine power gives us everything we need to be more patient. 2 Peter 1:3. But we need to do our part. Will you join me in this journey of learning how to lose our impatience instead of losing our patience? We need each other. Until next time, my friends, as we continue to learn how to be more patient, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, patient endurance, godliness, brotherly affection, and love for everyone. 2 Peter 1, 5-6.